Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 114, recorded on December 31st, 2012. Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton, and I can feel it. I really can. I really can. I'm not lying about that. So, and today we have AK Spartan Killer. Can you feel it?
No, not really. No. I can't feel it at all.
I'm not surprised.
Oh. I was going to do the whole, and I'm Eric Fullerton, and I like to party. I was totally going to do that, but you guys were like, oh, ask him a question. Dang it! You threw off my comedic timing, you loser!
Sorry, we're good at that.
Next time.
So we're glad to have you on the show again.
Yes.
Hey, thanks.
We haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
It's been a little bit.
We need to get together again.
So I wonder what the last episode was that you were on.
68?
Oh, wow.
That's my guess.
68 is a good guess.
Thank you.
So, check that out. That was over a year ago. That was January.
Yeah, that was a long
time.
No,
that was January of this year.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was after MineCon 2011, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Because,
yeah, that's where we met you. So, yeah. We're about to hit 2013, which means we have to remember to say 2013 when we introduce the episode titles.
Yes, and our good man Astrogali, who gets our show notes together every week, I'm sure will change that for us.
Yes.
Because we love you, Astra.
Astrogali's awesome.
Yes. And speaking of other people we love, Basher's in the chat room.
What up, Basher?
Basher's in the chat room. 2'7" ninjas in the chat room.
Oh, freaking Basher's in here? I hate that kid. I mean, I love him.
Freaking Basher.
That bastard. So how is your channel going?
My channel's doing pretty good. I'm hitting about a million views a month.
And nice.
Freaking mind-blowing.
It is.
Crazy.
Wow, that is mind-blowing.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh my god, and like, I used to say thank you all the time. Hush, droid, I'm talking. I used to say thank you all the time, and then, like, you kind of get out of it because you just get so busy. But I've been kind of making a mental note to say thank you all the time because it's blisteringly crazy how many people just watch.
And you just hit 500 Happy Wheels videos.
Yes.
How do you feel about that? Do you feel like like you're a better person for it or a worse person?
I feel like I spent a lot of time in front of the stupid computer playing Happy Wheels. Like, let's do some quick math on that. 500 episodes. And then we'll say times it by most of them about, let's say, average of 15 minutes. That's 7,500 minutes.
Yeah. That's probably more time than I put into Skyrim.
Yeah, that's a lot just sitting there, and it's like, good God. But I tried to get, for the 500th episode, I tried to get Jim to be on, and I wanted to do like a nice little dual com collab / interviewee thing.
Yeah.
But he never answered my Facebook thing. So I was like, fine, whatever. I don't even care.
Whatever. I'll make 500 videos of your stuff.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I was like, I don't even care.
Just watch. So. I'll do it.
Well, screw him.
Yeah. But apparently he has Happy Wheels 2 coming out, so I don't know how many videos I'm going to do of that.
Maybe we'll
501.
In our usual like timely fashion, we'll probably get on it around then.
Happy Wheels 1?
Happy Wheels 2. Yeah. We'll start playing around then, you know, unlike all the other people who've really enjoyed their Happy Wheels.
That's true. Yeah. So, we don't even have one of those.
Yeah.
But congrats.
So what you got going on this wonderful New Year's evening?
Me? Nothing. I'm a loser. I'm sitting here podcasting.
So it's, hey, we are
what
too.
We're doing.
Yeah, what are you trying to say here?
Tell us about your plans for tonight, though. You've been setting up some sweet fireworks on your server.
Yeah, I've been trying to. I stayed up all last night making like a double chest full of fireworks. I want to kind of set it to music, but I don't think that's going to work. So I'm just going to make something to set them all off at once as like a grand finale.
Nice.
So I don't know.
Is that a public server? Anybody can get on?
Yeah, it's public.
I can see
the IP, but it's public.
I feel like there's more there.
Are you going to stream public. It?
Just gonna.
Like, do you do a lot of streaming too, or are you mostly YouTube?
I try to do streams. Like, if I have some big thing coming up, like for like subscriber benchmarks,
yeah.
I try to stream a little bit, but it's just so hard because normally when I stream for like hours and hours and hours.
Right. And are you Twitch? On Twitch?
Yeah. I stream sometimes on Twitch when YouTube doesn't work.
Okay.
How do you like the YouTube streaming?
It's not good, which is why I very seldom do it. If they're like, hey, we're going to fix everything that's wrong with it and make it not bad, then I'd probably do it a lot more.
Yeah. So why do you use YouTube more than Twitch?
Because I signed a contract with YouTube to stream there.
Oh, that's a good answer.
I get paid. Yeah, I'm straight up with everybody. I get paid to stream there. So. Oh. And Twitch hasn't given me an offer yet, so I'm just like, I'm going to go where the money is.
I don't blame you. That makes Smart sense. Man.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know they did that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's through Machinima. I don't know if it's...
Weird. Oh, yeah.
So Machinima's like, here's your contract and all this other stuff. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll do it.
So how are you liking it with Machinima?
They're part owners of YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, Machinima's crazy powerful. I love them. Get the power! I freaking love being with Machinima. They're cool. It'd be cooler if they saw people's work ethic, I guess you could say. That's like the only quip that I saw, because I don't even know if I should be talking about this, but whatever. We had a contest to see who could upload the most Need for Speed videos, because it was for like a promotion type thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. And you had people make it. They were like, okay, it has to be at least a minute long, and it has to be cool and all this other stuff. I was like, okay, I can do that. So I made like 150 episodes of 10 minute a piece.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Need for Speed. I'll check it out. But basically, long story short, they had people doing like 500 episodes of just like 1 minute with no talking, no commentary. It was me being awesome and myself, and they were like, yeah, okay, thanks. So I was like, oh, I got it.
Wow. Hey,
so is it hard to be as awesome as you are? I mean, is it difficult?
Not really.
Yeah.
No, I don't know why people say that I'm awesome. I'm just a person that likes to play video games.
And awesome is person. Awesome.
Yeah. And is awesome at video games.
Yeah. Yeah, I did 117 videos of it.
Wow. Nice. So Speaking of other awesome people, we have some sponsors.
Which are very awesome people.
Very, very awesome people.
Yeah.
These people help bring you the show. And so if you see them in public, you should slap them on the back and say, you're a fine example of a human being for supporting the Shaft.
Yeah, a good slap on the back.
Yeah. And so the first one is from Chromie, who says...
He's breathing really heavy.
I don't know.
There's a zombie in here.
The first one's from Chromie.
Chromie, and he says, missed me? I know you did. The zombie missed him, too. We did miss you.
And the next one is from Mr. Borland. Do you want to read this, Brent?
Yeah, I'll read this.
Okay.
The creepiest part of the Feed the Beast is Brent's heavy breathing into his microphone.
Oh, I get it. Not creepy at all.
It's, you know, it comes with being fat. You breathe a lot. It's real heavy breathing because your lungs are so compacted by the fat cells that surround them.
Actually, it's called Percy.
Percy. Percy Sledge and the fat.
Is the shortness of breath that comes from being overweight. There's your vocabulary word of the day.
That's one I needed to know.
Science up in here.
You know, I'll put my Prilosec on my tongue and swallow it down while I think, Percy. Percy. It's my word for today. Honey, did you know Percy is because I'm fat? Anyway, thank you guys for sponsoring. We do appreciate it, Crummy. And Mr. Vorland, and we also have some server sponsorships today. The first one is The Watershed, which you can see at mc-thewatershed.net. They have a 2,500 square kilometer survival RPG world with YouTube adventures and more. Heavy breathing.
It's the place to be.
And next we have LordBones.com. They have weekly Minecraft videos. And this week, the Boule Field Adventure RPG with quests, story, and achievements.
Nice. LordBones.com.
And last but not least, CreeperCraft.us, the most advanced PvP map ever made. Mazes of Machior will be entering open beta on our server starting Christmas Day.
So that should be open now. Go check it out at CreeperCraft.us.
Yeah, we need to mess around on that server.
We do.
Yes.
Witcheries.
So we've had a pretty big week this week. I've been doing lots of Feed the Beast.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the wrong one.
Our Journeys. Yeah, no, I was happy about
that's
it.
That's the arms is for sightings.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I've been doing more Feed the Beast. I've been really excited about our server. We've been really enjoying playing on our server. We got a beautiful house.
Coolest house in the world. Built a great mine.
We're working on protecting some villagers who live next door to us.
Machines.
They're all dead, though.
Twilight Forest.
The villagers are dead.
Yeah, neighbors.
The awesome Nether Tower.
Yes. I mean, we found that we were right next to that thing, and then...
The villager apocalypse.
And then something happened. Brent, what happened?
Oh, it all got deleted. But before
it got deleted, what happened?
What do you mean?
Something to do with 35 nukes, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it got deleted, and then...
Is that spoilers for our series?
So, yeah, we tried to blow up 35 nukes on the server.
Yeah.
And the server survived.
Yeah.
I think one would have done it. But yeah. 35 is interesting.
Yeah.
It made a nice crater, and we let people on to enjoy the crater.
Yeah, yeah.
You can
tune in and see that episode. They'll probably air like next week or something like that.
Sometime very soon.
Very soon.
But it was a really cool world. I mean, we all learned a lot and had some really cool, fancy stuff going on. And now we're starting over.
And then I screwed it up just completely. I don't know if anybody else does the FTB stuff, but apparently when there's like updates, I think they name some of the mods like differently. Like you'll get the Twilight Forest version 2. But if you just copy them up there, it won't like delete the Twilight version 1. And so then there's like a conflict. So smart me was like, I'll just delete it all and put it back up there. Well, that consisted of all of our data files and...
Yeah, and that killed every jetpack and machine and piece of wiring. Every block we put down of new FTB wood, so our kitchen disappeared, all our barrels disappeared.
It did, however, kill all those freaking farm animals that were
that's true.
Reproducing because Wes got over there and planted some like Barry White or
it's
something.
Not my fault.
It was just like
put it in your mouth
all over the place.
No, we don't think it was me.
Oh, okay.
But we did make a lot of animals.
Lots of animals. That'll be episode something.
Yeah. I think that's episode 21.
Maybe.
And then 22 will be the tale of
what
the
crater. What are we on now, 19 or 20?
Yeah, you need to put up 20, and then Brent needs to put up 21, and then I'll put up 22.
And then it's season 2. Yeah, season 2, new YouTube thumbnail, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then we're going to invite some new people?
Yeah.
We're
going to open it up.
Yeah.
We'll be next door to other people.
So, AK Spartan Killer, who we just happen to have on Skype right now, would you like to be on our new FTB server? Because you said that you hadn't even played it at all, right?
Yeah, Kat wants to do a series on it really bad. She's like, oh my god, that looks amazing.
Come do it on our server.
Yeah,
I was like, let's do it. I'm down for that.
Basically, is how we're working is we're going to open it up to guests on the show, as well as some of our mods and other people who have really helped out the show, kind of give them first dibs. Because it can't be the biggest server in the world, but we'll open up as many slots as we can.
Basher says he wants to do it.
Who cares about Basher?
Basher's been on the show. He's
Basher?
Well.
Oh,
who cares about Basher? We don't like you. Go away, Basher.
We'll get some Bash action.
Yep.
Oh, that'd be sweet. I like it.
Legend of Hobo, the the Coke dealer.
But here's the
Coke dealer.
Yeah, the Coke dealer.
Here's the thing, though. You have to RP. It's an RP service, right? You have to be in character.
And we make up the character you're going to be.
Yes. Forsooth, gentlemen, I bring you creosote oil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's a laser to your face. I'm not so good at the RP.
This can be good stuff.
So, and lots of other good stuff besides blowing up the server, because that was great stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also had the Mindthon stream.
Oh, that went on.
Oh, yeah.
Blew out their total. Last year, they got, like, I think 4,000, 4,500. This year, final total is $10,223, all going to Child's Play.
Yay! So,
great job, Ethan and crew over there, Mindthon 2. They had Seth Bling in there. And,
Seth Bling was on the couch.
Was in real life.
We gave away a couple of really cool things. We gave away a couple of Wondercraft original drawings that were signed by Jeb and Notch. And then we gave away... Did we give away a pickaxe again? I know Chromie last year.
No, we gave a diamond away.
Oh, diamond. Okay. Diamond. Okay, yeah, we gave away a diamond.
A hat, some posters.
And we gave away...
Oh, yeah.
To play... Yeah, this is so weird.
Yeah.
Kind of narcissistic sounding, actually.
Well, I thought it would get, you know, $50 or something. Yeah.
But hey, you know, it's for the kids, right? All the money goes to Child's Play, so none of us touch the money. But so we gave away the ability.
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah.
The ability. So to play with us on an adventure map, and we'll film it and we'll edit it, and you know, I mean,
yeah.
if you know our channel. That's it. Yeah. Basically, so we're pulling in a fourth person.
Yeah.
And they bid, what was it, like more than 250
like,
yeah, bucks?
Like 260 or something like that.
260 bucks.
So if you too want to be on it, no. Yeah. I'm just
kidding. I threw in some stuff with that too. I don't know if you remember. But also going along with it, if this is the one I'm thinking of, it might have been another auction. I can't remember. I was sick that day.
I think we ignored everything that was actually in chat.
Yeah, yeah. But I agreed to do the voice on their answering machine.
Oh, I remember that.
And make them a fake elementary school diploma.
Nice.
Photoshop skills like a boss.
Yeah, exactly.
So, there's a lot of people were involved. Basher was there, I think, all weekend. Basher was there a lot.
That's how I stinking met him.
Yeah.
He was like, "Hey, what up?" I was like, "What up?" He was like, "You look good." I was like, "Let's talk."
Put it in your mouth. Anyway.
Put it in your mouth. No.
So what have you been up to this week?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Super busy. Getting married, getting an apartment.
Married?
Getting everything, dude.
Nice.
Like everything in my life is building up to this point and it's just going to explode. It's crazy.
Just don't put it in your mouth before it explodes.
Yeah. No, I won't. But yeah, I'm getting married in a month.
Nice. Wow. And so end of January or beginning of February?
February 2nd.
Awesome.
That'll be my 1 year at Curse, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you say it curves?
It curse.
Oh, curse. Yeah, it curves. I was like, isn't curves like a woman weight loss thing?
I'm trying anything I can do. Stop this Percy going on that
it's
I got.
It's actually a strip club he works at part-time.
I just oil up, slick up, and get on the pole.
Wooga wooga. I like it when he says wooga wooga.
You like it? Video's coming later.
Yeah. We've gone too far.
It'll be
around,
on our secret channel. You know the one.
You know the one.
Abandon all dark, hope, ye the who shaft. Enter here.
And oddly enough, they call me the shaft there, too. But anyway, I also wanted to say a big thank you to Lego Lad and High on Definition. They both bought me games for Christmas.
Yay!
So thank you, guys. Woo! I appreciate that so much.
Awesome.
Yes, High on Definition got me Dysponia.
And he got me a game, too. I forgot what it was. It's one with a block, and it moves around, and it looks really cool.
I thought he got you Dysponia.
No, it's... Okay. You guys got what it's called. Christmas? Looks like a really fun streaming game, though.
Okay.
It's like a block, and you're like, I don't even know what it's called. What's it called? High End Def?
It's called you know, Block.
He's in here. Anyway.
Hey, I just want to point this out. Paintball Kitty said she'd throw some dollars for entertainment purposes. Now, I'm not sure she's talking about me or something else, but just saying, you're coming to Huntsville. We'll get the bar set up.
Yeah, we'll get a pole set up.
It's how many dollars are we talking about? I'm entertained.
Yeah.
She probably thought you like 50 cents or whatever they use.
She said dollars.
Yeah. Britain. Not coins.
Throwing like 50 cents at him.
Really hard with a
slingshot. Yeah, put your clothes on, stupid.
Maybe like the dollar coins, you know, with the queen on it.
With the queen
and they
of,
have,
or the queen of America,
Canada.
Oh, no, wait, no.
Oh, the
queen
loonies.
Of America.
You like the loonies, don't you?
I'm kind of confused now, aren't I?
You
I
like
think
the
they have
loonies.
An actress on it. Or it could be Shania Twain, one of those.
Oh, it's called Edge. The game is called Edge.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Sorry, had to clear that one up.
And is this something that you wanted to talk about, Wes? I just see filthy messages.
Oh, yeah. No, not really. I just was joking around because Joe Hills said something and then accepted someone's apology for something, and so I apologized to him for sending filthy tweets to him at 2 o'clock in the morning, even though I never really did.
Oh.
So, but it was just me being silly, and it got. It got put into
the dock somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, I did play on the watershed, and it was crazy. We did all these fireworks and everything, and it was we got to I guess see kind of a preview of what the watershed is going to do. They're going to do this 2013 New Year's video with all these fireworks, but like we're out there just shooting them off and spawning them, just messing around, and all of a sudden hit a switch. And like big 2013 appeared, like real big in text, and this big ring of like dispensers like came up, and it was just like, but they didn't shoot all the fireworks out. It was just like, I can see what's going to happen here. It's going to be a crazy show. So I don't.
So you're saying they should go there instead of heading over to AK Spartan Killer's server? That's,
well,
that's horrible.
I'm thinking like every
Eric,
like,
come on, he's on the show.
There's
going
to be a lot of really good firework displays.
Hey, he has a good server and all, but check out this one. The best. Everything explodes. A cake appears in front of you. It's the greatest ever.
And you get ops immediately.
Yeah, that's and creative. Big kids you get everything. Days,
right? Oh, nice. Nice.
No, mine's just going to be explosions. That's. It nice. So
in your mouth
nothing really fancy.
Hey, explosions are fun.
You know what else is fun?
What's fun, Brent?
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Man, I keep trying to break you of that, and you just never let it go.
Yeah.
So we had the 1.47 pre-release Friday. Blah, 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 blah. The main reason for the update was that there were a couple of null pointer exceptions, so the guys wanted to rid of them. But if you're not in a rush for it, you'll still be able to keep on playing with the current version.
Okay, cool.
Nice. So we actually played, let's see, we just now updated to 1.46. And yeah. Brent, you were noticing the little tooltips that pop up.
Yes.
When you scroll through the item list.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So you get to actually see what you're looking at instead of like hitting E and hovering the mouse over it. So,
and here's something kind of cool. More Minecraft players. We're all interested in that because
yes.
That hopefully means more people watching videos and listening to shows and stuff
and
like that.
Watching the awesome documentary.
So they got 70,000 new paid users on Christmas Day, and it broke their registration system, but they've pretty much fixed that up. Notch tweeted Friday, across all platforms, Minecraft sold 453,000 copies on December 25th. Wowzers.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I thought everybody in the world already plays Minecraft.
Obviously not. Almost 500,000.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Do you think he's like putting like bucks between his butt cheeks and then walking behind Jeb and going, poop, look what I did, Jeb. I just pooped money.
I'm
like,
pretty
that's
sure.
The kind of jokes that I'd be doing in this studio. Just warning y'all right now.
Just holding a $100 bill behind their head. Oh, it's behind your ear. Yeah. Magic.
Have that one. I have about 2 million more of those.
Right. Oh,
so
ridiculous.
The
I'd have a suit made of money. just get one little tear in it and throw it away. Nah, I don't even care.
That should be his next hat, right? Just like Benjamin's.
Yeah.
Benjamin hat. Yeah.
Maybe he pushes a button and like money shoots out the top of it like a fountain.
I like that. I need to be near him when he hits that button.
Do the hat, Notch. Do it. So, Two Player Productions has uploaded the Minecraft documentary to Pirate Bay.
Yeah.
I thought this was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, before the movie even was released on Xbox Live Arcade, they uploaded it to Pirate Bay. And they said their reasoning was that the movie would most likely end up there anyway, and rather than punish people for it, they seemed the best thing to do would be to open up a dialogue about it, which is kind of, you know, Notch is kind of in this train of thought as well.
Yeah.
And they did state, you know, of course we want people to buy it. So if you watch it and enjoy it and you get money later, please, you know, come and buy the movie. Yeah. And you can actually go and get an $8 digital download or a $20 two-disc DVD on their site. But anyway, it's and we watched it, and it was stupendous.
Yeah. So the thing is, like, if you go and pirate it, you don't get all the extras. Like, I bought two discs myself, like two copies myself, one for me and one for my sister and her kids. And you get all the extras. So, you know, I mean, there's like extended interviews and all this other stuff. And
have you gotten yours yet?
No, I haven't gotten. Okay, actually, I just ordered it.
I was about
to
get really jealous.
When did I order it? But you know, no, I haven't gotten it yet. But it is cool. And when I went and checked, because I just wanted to like see the posts and see like what the comments say and everything. There were two other ones, like smaller files. I think that one was like it was like a maybe sitting at 2 gigs or maybe a little less than a 2 gigs or something like that. So two other people ripped it, and then all their comments said, "Dude, like the creators of the thing, you know, they put it on there, like great quality. Like why are you doing that? You know." So inevitably, it would have been on Pirate Bay anyway.
Yeah,
but no extras. Yeah. So. Go. I mean, if you watch,
it's where they bugged. I mean, my wife really isn't into Minecraft like one bit, and probably hates it due to my son and I talking about it incessantly.
Yeah,
and we'll be watching, you know, Supernatural, and he walks in and be like, "Hey, Dad, I just created a teleporter," and then go on about it, and my wife just said, "God, shut up! I want to watch, you know, Sam and Dean kill some demons." But she sat down and I played it on our TV through our computer, and she ended up stopping what she was doing and just watching, and she said that's a really good documentary, you know. So
that's cool.
My wife felt the same way. And actually, Spartan Killer, I don't know if you know, but you're in the movie.
Really?
Yeah, there's a scene where I'm in it and I'm thinking, AK Spartan Killer is so hot and beautiful. I love
really?
It. Yeah, you're I mean, I don't say it out loud, it's just what I'm thinking while I'm on camera. So you're in it.
Wow. That's awesome, dude.
Nice.
Yeah.
And anybody who is at the Shaft whatchamacallit, speaky
the panel.
Thing.
The panel.
That's the word I couldn't figure
out. The speakeasy, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh.
I said speaky thingy, I think. Okay. But whatever. Panel, speaky thingy, the talkie talky, where anyway, if you were there, they did a camera sweep, so you're probably in the documentary.
So if you saw us at MineCon, then you are probably in the documentary.
Yeah.
That's cool that I'm in it. Yeah, I need to go download it.
Yeah.
By download, I mean pirate. No, I'm just kidding. But so, a lot of developers have been doing that. They've been beating everybody to the punch and putting their product up on the Pirate Bay, like, right when it's there.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, hey, yeah, we know it's going to end up here anyway, so here's our blessing. Help us out if you can.
Yeah.
It's smart because there's no way to stop piracy, like, at all.
Yeah.
You're not going to stop it.
That's true. Once it starts, it just doesn't stop.
Yeah. It's like the beat.
Or Pringles. Oh, wait, that's pop.
Wow.
All right. Take us away, Brent. What's the next one?
Okay, so we've got a question here. What's going on with the Mojang authentication system? And the answers here, supplied to us by the Astrogolly One and All, says, for close to 2 months now, Minecrafters have been suffering the effects of repeated outages of the Mojang authentication servers, often as frequent as every other day. Now, I haven't experienced this. Have y'all experienced this?
No.
I have.
I've only had it one time, and that's when we were playing Dwarfs versus Zombies. The servers went down.
And although Tobias works on the problems as quickly as he can, it makes matters rather frustrating for those wanting to play SMP, especially prominent Minecrafters who can't record LPs due to the downtime. Mojang haven't been particularly forthcoming with the reasons for the outages, possibly because no one's asked. Congrats, Shaft guys. You're it. Tag. Thanks, Astra. Really. Remind me to go through the dock a little closer next time before we do the show. So, I really haven't had any issues with this. So, if you have, I'm sorry. And I'm sure they're working on it because, you know, I'm sure they want you all playing.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So, you can talk about their feedback. Money suits.
I would go to their feedback.
The money suits.
Yes. Yeah. We have our money. You don't need to play.
We have our money suits. Go away now, little children. Yeah. Go play with the rocks in the street.
Notch, do the hat.
Let me poop.
Make them go away. Do the hat.
Let me poop Benjamins in private.
He has like a switch. It doesn't shoot money. It just shoots spikes.
You know how he said he would come back on episode 200?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was just rescinded.
No, that's not true. He's going to tell us stories of his money hat. That was a great idea, guys.
Money hat.
Thank you for telling me. Here's your own custom made.
I want one. Can you get me one?
That sounds German now.
He does sound German.
He's kind of like a German-Swedish guy. Yeah. I walked by my Minecon. I was like, what up?
Liebe meine Abschminke!
Nein!
Old jokes.
So,
let's say that you want to Liebe your Abschminke. Uh-huh. You maybe could by reading a book, but not quite reading it.
Yes. Being lazy about it.
Listening to
I
a book.
Listen.
Yes.
And actually, Eric, you've been listening to a book this week, haven't you? The same book I've been listening
to.
The
Hobbit!
Yes.
Yes.
And you can get your own copy of The Hobbit by going to audibletrial.com/theshaft and getting a free audiobook with your 30-day free trial.
Mm-hmm. And The Hobbit is so short. Like, I never knew it was such a short book.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how they're going to...
It's like 200 pages.
Like, yeah. They're going to squeeze 9 hours out of that?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, it's 11 hours unabridged read.
Mm-hmm.
So, but also, they're putting a lot in. Because
yeah.
Here's a little history of The Lord of the Rings.
Oh, God. Geek moment.
So, J.R.R. Tolkien wrote The Hobbit first, and it was kind of a kid's story.
Right.
And then later on, he fleshed out a lot of his ideas and wrote The Lord of the Rings, which was an adult story. Mm-hmm. Well, once he published that, his publishing company wanted him to take The Hobbit and turn it into more of a prequel. And he did make some changes, just not many. One of the things he did was he made the whole exchange with Gollum end on a sour note as opposed to a positive note. And what Peter Jackson has done is continued that by adding some things that make The Hobbit into more of a prequel for The Lord of the Rings.
So are we going to see like a whole like hour on Orcrist, the Goblin Slayer?
Maybe.
And Sting.
But there is definitely something about the Necromancer in Mirkwood.
Oh, so, Mirkwood. So here's a tiny little sample. Let's do this real quick.
Of Bilbo Baggins, that is, was the fabulous Belladonna Tuke. One of the three remarkable daughters of the old Took, head of the hobbits who lived across the water, the small river that ran at the foot of the hill. It was often said...
This is narrated by Rob Inglis. And it's a really cool, sophisticated voice.
Yeah. And he does good voices. Like, have you gotten to the trolls yet?
No.
Okay.
Is he doing the troll voice?
He does good trolls.
There was a comment in there that said that he sings... During the
book
at some point.
He does. So he sings some of the songs.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Well, I've got a few here.
Okay.
Because we were talking about, you know, money hats. There's also The Cat in the Hat. It's on here. There's Terry Pratchett's A Hat Full of Sky. This is Discworld Children's.
Oh, Discworld is cool.
Let's see. What Einstein Kept Under His Hat. So there's a little bit of everything in here for people. Death from a Top Hat, and also, last but not least, The Man in the Wooden Hat.
Okay.
Notch with the money hat. That doesn't exist.
Go to...
I search for money hat.
Audibletrial.com/theshaft. Get your 30-day free trial and try out an audiobook.
Time for... Listener Contributions. Listener contributions.
listener contributions.
Yay!
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 Awesome.
Yay.
Oh, let's see.
Oh boy.
This first one here is from Campster 317, who says, I saw two creepers making love during a thunderstorm, and they were right next to each other, and they got hit by lightning, and I thought they were having orgasms. Lol. We really do need to go over this.
Yeah, we need to read this a little better.
Astro, what's going on, man?
That's awesome. He put some winners in here. I like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's what they were doing.
It's not really.
I'm pretty sure that's what they were doing. Is that not what
No.
I'm pretty sure they were just getting supercharged.
Yeah.
Can't quote me on that.
Supercharged.
So our next one is from Stick JV. It says, "Hey, Stick JV here. I would like to know if you created your skins and what's your opinion about skins in general." Namely, celebrity skin copying, noob made skins, overused honeydew skins, or even using a default Steve skin. I'm interested in this because I make skins for my friends, but don't put them up for download. Well, I think that was one of the first things like we were excited about when we started doing Minecraft is we each edited our own skin.
Yeah.
And made it look like us.
Yeah. And we kept it for like two
I'm actually
years.
Completely dissatisfied with my head, but I've had it for so long.
Yeah, somebody asked, like, Wes, you're not black. And you're like, I know.
But all mine is the default Steve head with different hair.
Oh, right, because your eyes are really far down.
And I made them brown, but that's the default Steve head.
So your eyes are 4 pixels high, and mine are 5 pixels high, and Brent's are 6 pixels high, so it's kind of weird. Like all our eyes,
like
kind of
expressing, excitement.
Yeah.
It's
but weird. Like Brent and Eric's heads actually look like them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mine does not.
You look very happy and very tan.
Yes, I look very tan. Well, I've been mining.
I'm very pasty in mine. Yeah.
and Brent,
such
looks
as
like,
in real life.
So
man, I think mine got archived. Mine used to be on the Skindex.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, yes. If you search for Brent Space Copeland on the Skindex, you can actually see all the ones I've made. So I've made more than just me. It's not many, but the Oompa Loompa was one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
The R2-D2. I mean, you had to stand in a hole to make it look right. A couple versions of that. The Blockhead G&J. This old school.
Gumby.
I remember that. Yeah.
And then the stick figure. I made a Brother Bob and a robot. And then a scared me.
And then, he's kind of cool.
Two normal me's. But.
I made two. I made the me with the black shirt and then me from In Search of Diamonds with the red shirt.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And I don't mind people using other people's skins. And I agree that there are some, like, honeydew's overused. I mean, that's a given.
Yeah. Honeydew is everywhere.
Yeah. But at the same time, I mean, like, what are you going to do? I mean, it's what people want. I mean, if, you know, it's like if everybody wanted to make a Notch skin, you know, I mean, like, it's kind of like, this is what I want to look like. Are you going to say, no, you can't look like
that? Yeah, it's the idolization of it. Yeah.
And then sometimes when you turn on the money hat, it brings down servers. Watch out.
Cobblestone out of the hat. Anyway, you get some cobblestone and you get some. Anyway, So it's hard for me to argue. I do think that everybody who plays Minecraft should make their own skin. I think that's part of the, like, journey, but...
I stole mine.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
I don't even know. I just got it off of a freaking website. I'm Donatello.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I grew up with the Ninja Turtles. I was, like, a Ninja Turtle fan geek.
Yeah.
So...
Nice.
I was like Donatello, and then it stuck, and so now I can't really change because then nobody would know who I am. So I'm kind of stuck with being Donatello for the rest of my life.
I kind of feel the same way about my head. I want to make my head look a little bit like me, but I don't want to change it because it feels like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to change mine. Like, I don't know what I would make different about it. Like, I'm happy with it.
No,
although some people accuse me of being Zephos, but
really,
yeah, because he has a beard mustache too, which is weird because. Lewis doesn't look like that. But I think it was like Jonathan Frakes. Like he was trying to look like Frakes or something. Yeah. I don't know. Freaking Frakes.
So anyway.
Should
Good
I do this
question.
Next one? Should I do one?
Yeah.
What are we on? We on Brex Games?
Yeah.
All right, so from Brex Games, I just recently saw The Hobbit. More importantly, I saw the scene when Bilbo is asking Gollum questions. One of the questions he asks is, "What is in my pocket?" Oh, reminding me a lot of Wes's age-old question.
Weird.
I think that was my age-old question.
It absolutely is Eric's age-old question, not Wes's.
Yeah, okay. And is there any possibility you guys could check Wes's pockets and for any strange things, like a ring?
I'm not checking his pockets.
Yeah, yeah. No.
He has a pocket with a hole in it.
Yeah.
All right. What's in your pockets?
What is in my pockets?
Oh, I'm so weak. The only thing in my pockets is a wallet.
I got a Target receipt. For a lot of vegetables.
I have nothing. I'm poor.
Brent has nothing.
I only have my phone, so there you go. I have my keys and some chapstick.
Chapstick and keys. Mm-hmm. You have some crazy keys over there, Brent. You have like a lot of stuff on it.
Look at you with your beaner.
Yeah.
And change.
Oh, he has a bunch of money.
But no rings. No rings.
Yeah, no rings.
We do not have the one ring.
It's kind of like a ring, right?
It is. It's like it's the one carabiner ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
So last is from Shamdu. Hey guys, the other day I was listening to your new improv album when my dad came in. I showed him the shark song and he thought it was hilarious. He doesn't like Brent singing though. Anyway, love the show.
He doesn't like Brent singing.
Really, I'm going, ow! Yeah. And he doesn't like Brent singing.
I'm sure this is another confusion. They thought it was me singing when it was really Wes.
That's probably true.
Probably.
That's, yeah.
And he was like, well, what's in his pocket? No, that's an Eric thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just usurping everyone's stuff.
Usurp.
Speaking of, you want to play the commercial for the album? If you haven't seen the video yet, Eric did an awesome commercial for the album. And if you don't realize it, we actually put out a real album with 13 songs.
13 songs.
All original, all improv, kind of like, you know, In His Mouth that we did with AK Spartan Killer.
Woo!
Yeah,
I require some credit/royalties for that. I came up with that.
Yes, and here's a commercial, real quick. It's 2 minutes long. Here it is.
Hot off the charts, The After Show, Volume 1. Fantastic hits from the Shaft After Show. Fan favorites like Asinine Snake.
Asinine Snake.
Always bounces. Grandma's birthday.
Grandma's birthday. What a day in Grandma's birthday. What a day it was.
Diane Simpson.
Diane Simpson. We love you. We love you.
Who can forget the instant classic, The Song Without Words?
This is the song with no words.
But that's just the beginning. You also get the show-stopping Miner Shanty.
I've got my shovel in my left hand. I'm gonna take it in my boat and travel across the land.
If that's not enough for you, you also get Pedro is on the show.
Pedro's on the show today.
Ooh,
he's gonna talk to us.
Ooh,
arrow to the butt.
Arrow to the butt. Oh, arrow to the butt. Arrow to the butt, arrow to the butt.
And a song about sharks.
Sharks happen and they swim around.
Sharks, 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 ah!
They swim around without even making a sound.
Sharks, 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 ah!
And I want to have Jeb's kids.
I want to have Jeb's kids.
And many, many more. Get yours today on iTunes or other online stores.
And yes, that's a real thing.
It is. Not a joke.
It's a real thing.
Saw some comments in the chat room there. It's a real album, and it's something we've been recording for about 2 years. It's songs that we record in the after shows of our live, you know, shows. And of course, you can watch us at twitch.tv/deadworkersparty. Or, you know, go ahead and search iTunes and Amazon and Google Play and all those things, and you'll find us. You'll find the album with the song about sharks, and I want to have Jeb's kids.
Nothing better. The only thing better is maybe a little bit of this.
Excavation Station.
Punching chickens in the face produce eggs out of their back place.
Back place.
Or something. I don't know. Anyway, this first one here. Actually, let's go ahead and throw this over to AK Spartan Killer.
Yes, I was totally waiting for him. I was like excited. I was like, please pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me.
You are picked, sir.
All right. So this comes from 7P. He said, I would like enchanting furnaces in the game, a fortune enchantment that could make the furnace have a chance of doubling the ingot you get from an ore. Efficiency could make the furnace smelt faster, and there could be a new furnace-specific enchantment that could give you different items from ores or give you the ability to smelt blocks that you couldn't smelt before to create new items.
Dude, for one thing, I didn't know you did such a great British accent, because, you know, if you have a British accent, you get like 250,000+ subs on YouTube.
Yeah. Yo, guys, we're going to play Minecraft today, and you're... Oh my god!
Yeah. Wow. You should think about that.
Yeah.
Nice. Right.
Paintball Kitty is rejecting your English.
Paintball
accent.
Kitty is hardcore English, and she gets really mad when I do my accent. She's like, that's not how we talk. I'm like, that's exactly how you talk. And then she gets super mad.
Well, if you're American, it totally sounds legit.
That's exactly what you guys sound like. You gollywoggers.
Blimey.
Crikey. Wait, that's Australian. Dang
it. Governor!
Oh, I spot a tea.
Hello, Governor!
I'm on fire.
Huh?
I'm on fire.
Feed the birds. Pop into bag.
So, the magic furnace.
Magic furnace.
That would... That pretty much just like negates the whole fact of the fortune enchant on the pick and everything like that, because you already get double ores from that.
Yeah.
Play some Feed the Beast. You can macerate that ore and then smelt it to your heart's content and double it up that way.
Yeah, I don't like the doubling idea. It's kind of like a lazy way out or something. You know?
Yeah, it's kind of like you want to cheat.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Is that walking? He's walking.
I think walking.
He's walking around.
You're a baby.
Let's see. This next one we got from MC Gaming 96. Did you want to read this?
Sure. Why not? Wandering villages. Every now and then in the world, you should find a random villager. Pardon me. Wandering villagers. If you held a map in your hand, he would follow you. If you lead him to a village, he would reward you with emeralds or items.
What do you get if you stab him in the face?
What, stab you in the face with a pick?
A face scabbard.
Face scabbard. Mm.
Face scabbard?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that's interesting. I mean, I think that's, you know, I like the idea of some kind of traveling villagers where you don't have to find a village.
Yeah.
But does that mean, like, maybe you'll find roads that lead from villages? Like, would that be kind of neat if a road led to a village? Maybe, like, you know, hundreds of miles, but if you stay on that road, eventually it'll hit a villager. Maybe it goes between two villages.
Yeah, but do they generate the chunks like that? That might be tough.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right.
That's true. Huh?
I mean, I think you'd have to have some kind of a special event.
What if you had road workers? So once you found two villages, they all suddenly started working towards each other, building a road.
Oh, that's interesting.
That might could work.
And then you have traveling villagers between the two, populating the two. Especially if you
I think you should have traveling villagers. That would be cool. Like a herd of gypsies.
That's what I was thinking when I read this at first.
Very nice, the gypsy tears.
Hello, Governor.
Is that how gypsies sound?
Yeah.
Hello, Governor. I'm on fire.
Can we have another copper?
Blimey. Read your fortune.
They're going to hate us just like Egyptians hate us.
Egyptians love us.
Hey, this next one is like super short. I'm going to take this one on. I'm going to try this one out for size. All right. This one says, headshot, boom! This is submitted by Brex Games. Yes, thank you, Brent. Arrows that hit the head do 2x damage.
I thought they already did more damage if they hit the head.
I don't think so, no.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no. I think
it's all one gigantic hitbox.
Yeah, exactly.
Quit aiming for the head then.
Yeah. I don't think it makes any difference. Actually, I think that one is legit. We were playing a map tonight, and I found myself hitting zombies in the head as an archer. And I think I just naturally do that.
What if you had a spider in a leg? Does it crawl slower? Like maybe you can shoot off all 8 legs and then come over and milk it for spider juice?
That would be cool. Okay, there was a dismemberment mod that was really cool, just like that. If you hit somebody in the arm, it would fall off. You could hit somebody in the leg, they would hop on one leg. And they'd be slower, and you could actually knock off somebody's head. It was a really cool mod, and I always kind of wish they would work that in. This one's cool. I like this one.
And just a big welcome to Ray Slide 7's mom. Thanks for joining the stream. We just wanted to say hi. Hope you're enjoying it.
Just really awkward. Hey! Oh, hi. How you doing?
Just saying. We like it when... people watch.
Yeah.
And moms. Well, a lot of my audience is older women, which is weird. It makes me want to look in the camera like this all the time.
That's why they keep asking you to show the guns.
Yeah,
the guns.
Show me the guns.
Right. Why don't you take it off?
Oh, we weren't supposed to say anything. Oops. Sorry.
Oh, we're not. Oh.
Sorry, Ray.
You just got him in trouble, dude.
Sorry, mom.
Jeez.
Let him stay up an extra hour tonight.
He deserves it. Make him go to bed at 11:58.
Oh.
We can write a song about it. Yeah. Just ask Diane Simpson. She was real happy, I think, when she heard
that's
that
right.
song.
Yeah, yeah.
She's
look
got
at
a
the
whole song named after her.
Okay, so this next one here is, I guess this goes with the enchanted furnaces, but enchanted dispensers. So you craft a dispenser with a bow, so when you would use an enchanted bow, it would take on the mechanics of the bow, and if the player is OP creative, only then would a dispenser with infinity be able to duplicate items. This would allow... Am I drunk? Is this
no.
reading right?
I don't read that good.
This would allow
English
for... I'm reading what's here, I swear. This would allow for a much wider range of dispensed arrow types and never emptying dispensers for maps and minigames. I use Sethling's Pit Frenzy as an example. As you two fight in the Google Doc in this weird game that's going on.
Oh, the inside jokes of us chasing each other around the document.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. I'm going to stop.
One iota.
I don't like this enchanted.
Too bad you can't be showing them what's going on.
I know.
Yes. It's pretty hilarious if you're here in the studio.
Yes, but if you're not, it's not funny. You can only have the funny if you're here. So the last one is animal armor, and this was submitted by Miles. I think it would be cool if there was armor and buffs for pigs, relatively simple, just like human stuff, but for the pigs. The idea I was thinking of is that you would make a knight attacking your pal's castle on a pig?
On a pal's castle. Wait, what?
On a pig?
It's deleted itself. a pal's castle.
It's like a knight and a horse thing, I guess.
I guess. Like a Peter Dinklage thing from, you know? No, I don't like it.
It's a little honest.
Somebody tweeted me the other day when we were gonna stream, and they asked a little excavation station question thing.
Yeah, what'd they say?
I'm gonna see if I can find it.
Okay.
Oh no!
Did you find it?
No, I'm about to in about 5 seconds.
Did you find it now?
I can't. Oh, I'm gonna control F. I can't do it. I need to control F it.
I wish enter worked.
You wish enter worked?
In our notes. We're doing notes.
Here, oh. So. Oh.
Oh, he said he has an idea for the excavation station stained glass. Did you guys talk about that a long time ago?
That's a running gag.
Oh, man.
I was like, that's like old.
Yeah, that's what everybody wants. They want stained glass and metal boats and
and you can have it in Feed the Beast. They have stained glass.
I wish that they had metal boats that just instantly sank, so that way you'd get really excited about it.
Yeah.
And then you saw it. It just sank, and you're just like, oh. Never mind.
Well, the standard thing people always say is, I'd like metal boats that you can use on lava. And I'm like, that makes no sense. You would basically fry in a metal boat.
Yeah, it's like being in a pan. Hey, I have an idea, guys. Let's get in a metal boat in something that's 8,000 degrees. But don't worry, we'll have our moon shoes on.
Only if they turn your skin into like a turkey or something, like a fried.
They were saying
turkey.
To use the enchanted, I saw it on Reddit. They were saying to use the enchanted books about the fire resistant or fire protection and put it on a boat. Like a wooden one.
That's not too terrible. And then once it wears off.
Yeah, you just
fry,
basically. I mean,
because
that'd be nice to go down into the nether and just go across a lava lake. Yeah.
Have a nice romantic.
Yeah, when the moon shit burns!
Yeah, it's like, I Gast would love this idea too, I'm pretty sure. They're like, yeah, build some boats that they can
go
slowly across the water and not be able to dodge my shots. Love this idea. Okay, so I think I see something here.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
Whoa, what's happened to Brent? He turned into a beaver or something? Is he chipping out some wood? Some invisible wood, maybe.
Oh, God.
And he's still going.
So our first sighting is a mod. This was submitted by Raider Guy. It's called Ender Space. This mod is by TBH1138, and it's simple but effective. It changes the sky texture for the nether and the end to be visually more impressive and editable, and it provides textures that are stunning to look at.
Fancy.
Ender Space.
So beautiful.
So intense.
That sounds awesome, though. I like mods like that. That sounds really
sweet. Yeah, but, I mean, do you ever see the sky in the nether?
No.
Oh,
there is
wait,
no sky
you're
in
right.
the nether.
Yeah, there is no sky, right? It's
I mean,
just like the roof is a.
There's bedrock above and below you, and then it's netherrack everywhere.
I mean,
so
how can that be
does
legit?
Does it maybe put some particle effects, like make it so there's like cinders flying through the air or something?
Now that would be cool.
Yeah.
So whoever made that mod, make it like that. Is that wrong to say that?
Yes,
oh,
it is.
Sorry. I'm sure it's cool. Huh, interesting.
So the next we have is this is a link.
We don't know what we're talking about here on the show.
I know. This is for Evil Santa Boss Fight. Didn't get what you wanted from Santa this year? Well, FV Disco's got a new challenge for you. Kill Santa. But jolly old Saint Nick isn't going down without a fight. If you want to see what it looks like, then Pure Salvation has got a video of the game in action.
And this is... actually really cool. Ant Venom did a video on that too. And man, I kind of really wish we knew about it before Christmas happened, because it looks epic.
Really?
Yeah, looks really cool. It's like that real clean look like Disco always does his stuff, and it just looks really cool.
So the sky pattern, I think, is basically your distance, like, you know, when you get to max distance, and basically what it looks like is plasma flame clouds.
Oh, I see. Instead of fog.
Yeah.
Oh, then it's like flames. Oh,
yeah,
that's cool.
Pretty cool. I like it.
No, that's like, yeah, you should, you know, like machinima ready with that. That's cool.
So our next video is called How Monkey Stole Christmas. This Susian Christmas tale is told by Hate Me Gaming, and it features Monkey as a Grinch-like figure who wants to prevent Christmas from coming to Gameville. Boo!
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 Boo?
Yeah.
What up,
boo? What up, boo? What up, boo-boo?
Yeah, I like
this. You stole
this.
The picnic basket, boo-boo.
I don't know what's going on, really.
I like
hey,
that.
Yo, boo-boo!
So next we have a video. This is called Snowman the Journey, and this is an animated short from Blue Monkey Animation. It's about a snowman who wants to find something special for his new snow girl, with music by Minecraft Universe and vocals by the Bella Beth.
Yeah.
It's Bella Beth, boo-boo.
3D animated. It's got a little snowman, dude. Freaking cool.
Next, we have The Skies of Aurora, Episode 1. This is the first of a three-part machinima series by Proper Steez Benefor. A young man born and raised in the village of Aurora travels by airship to find his father.
Oh, yeah. Another epic adventure. Mm.
The Skies of Aurora, Episode 1.
Mm-hmm. So this next video is things to do in Minecraft. Mario Craft, the guys from Rooster Teeth made this cute little tribute to Mario in Minecraft. It's not safe for weddings, so don't play during weddings.
It's got strong language. Safe.
It's got the NSFW tag.
Yes.
So it's not safe for Wookiees.
It's not safe for women.
No.
Wookiees.
Sexist video, but go watch it anyway. And last but let me drink a sip of my beverage.
Someone died.
Last, we have one here from Luckland from Minecraft's Workbench, The Forgotten Christmas. Now, I know it's past Christmas, but it was released just a little bit after it, and they put a lot of work into this, so go check it out.
Yeah, I know they put a lot of work into it. I was there helping.
Sweet!
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, he was like, dude, I need your help. I was like, I got you. So all the mountains around it, I helped create.
Wow, okay.
That's very cool.
They're like
and the one of the, what's it called? One of the parkour places with lava. I did that too.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
In the lake and trees.
Did you sign it? Did you put a sign that said?
I was going to put some hidden Easter egg somewhere where somebody would be like, ah, but I never got around to it. I was so tempted to, but that's not professional at all.
Yeah, I'm on fire, governor. I'm on fire.
And then we did get tweeted to us from Cube Champion, the Minecraft PvP Season 1 Kickstarter.
Oh, Kickstarter.
So go check that out. Go to Kickstarter and look up Cube Champion. And they've got a Kickstarter going for some Minecraft PvP.
Yeah, some sports action.
And Zach, do you have anything you want in here? You got any videos? Any links?
No.
Or anything
you... Three videos a day. I don't have any kind of favorite at all.
They're all your babies?
They're all amazing. They're all like little children that I just cradle. So here you go. Enjoy.
So I guess we'll just link to the old channel.
The channel.
Yeah.
Yes. Sounds like a good idea.
Yes. That sounds like a grand idea.
Do you know who else thinks it's a great idea?
Who?
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
It was a good idea to link to your channel.
Yeah.
Thanks, Notch. Now back under the table.
Now, the other link we're going to link to is another ad here from old Netflix. You can go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty and get you a free month trial of Netflix and watch all the free movies and free television and free stuff on your screen. And you can watch this on your iPad, on your telephone.
On your Nexus.
Your Galaxy, your iPhone, your... Your what else? What else? Your tablets.
You can watch it.
Your netbooks.
Projected onto your bare chest.
Yes.
I mean, really, you could.
Bare chest. You can go over to Ray Slide 7's house and watch it on his mom's TV.
There you go.
They said so. Right here, right now. So everybody head on over there. It's going to be a shindig.
I'm sure they did.
But yeah, you can watch like up to, I think, two streams at the same time on one account.
Wow.
So it's really cool, and both my kids actually watch it. I'm not a proud father to let my kids go to sleep watching TV, but I do because it's much easier. It comes down to it's
you're
easier.
A better parent than me, TV.
Unless it's that, what's his name, Freddy, or whatever, that kid that just screams. God, I want to punch him in the face.
Oh, that, yeah, that whole Freddy goes Fred. To Christmas thing.
Fred.
Oh, he does a lot of stuff, and it's all yelling and painful.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Just like me.
He's all ADD.
He's just like me. I don't know why. I don't like him so much. Anyway.
I've been watching Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Oh,
I'm
yeah?
On, I'm on
the
season 2.
Cartoon?
Yeah.
Or anime?
Yeah.
Anime.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
I've been watching Psych.
Psych is good.
Psych.
I watched that.
I have two monitors, so I have whatever I'm doing here, and Netflix is constantly going.
Yeah,
I've probably logged over 300 hours on Netflix. Like, it's ridiculous.
So do you listen to the audio like in headphones, or you just keep the mic away from it so it doesn't
I stop playing it when I record, so I sit here and I record, blah, 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 and then I just play it. Like, it's constantly, like, Netflix is on.
I was like, man, maybe there's a new trick I'm about to find out. So when I'm streaming, I can still watch Netflix and Cheers. And
you probably could. You probably could just have it coming through your thing. But my ADD would like kick in and I wouldn't talk because I'd be listening to the show.
Yeah.
They'd be like, hey, Zach, what are you doing? What? Sorry, got to record.
I'm still watching Merlin and Paul Rudd movies. I've moved on to Paul Rudd.
Nice.
Trying to finish out his entire library.
I understand. I feel you.
I don't know. I get fixated on one actor sometimes.
One actor.
One actor. That's all you get. So
is that the guy that played in I Love You, Man?
I think so.
Yes, yes. And this is 40. I just watched that the other night. Not on Netflix. It's not out yet, but it just hit DVD. So yeah. That's a hilarious movie.
He's funny.
Hilarious.
So this will be our last show before the New Year's, at least live, but it will come out after the New Year's.
Yes.
That'll be odd. Like, how are you going to number this schnamazzle?
This schnamazzle.
You're going to say the best episode ever.
That's right.
So let's wish everybody a 2013. Ready? Happy 2013 in space.
Oh no!
Yeah. That didn't make it any better. Kind of makes it worse.
Oh yeah. Okay. So thank you all. It's been an amazing year with y'all, and we're like 1,000 away from breaking 60K. Sub, so go sub up on Dead Workers Party channel. If you
Go check out our channel.
We just broke 30K on Twitter, so thank you for that.
Yeah, that's right, huh? Yeah.
That's a lot of people, holy cow.
We got AK Spartan Killer for a second time on the show. Yay.
Yay.
Thank you for coming back. We didn't scare you off the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of reluctant now with the whole put it in your mouth song.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It took him the second time to really get scared off.
I was like, no, I'm really sure now. I hate these guys.
And go to PlayOnCon. We want to hang out with you again.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I'm probably going to go to PAX. Maybe. I don't know. It's crazy. My life is crazy right now because you think I should do a big reveal of something?
Which yes.
I put in the notes,
which that's
I said.
A good. Big I reveal. Like reveals.
Okay. So big reveal. Cause Basher's like hounding me on Skype. He's like, Zach, seriously, do this. And basically, you guys know Legend of Hobo?
Yes.
Yeah, we're coming out with a second season of it.
Nice. Wow. I did know that. He's been talking about doing it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. And he got a lot of people helping him out and everything. So that's excellent news.
Yeah, that is. That's awesome.
That's like it a lot.
Very cool.
And it was such astounding news that it killed the stream.
Yeah, it apparently ended the stream.
Oh, wow.
And so with that, we will wish everybody a fond farewell show. Great year. Let's hear another great one coming up. And thank you again, Zach.
Yeah.
And we'll see you soon.
No problem, mates.
Excellent. Yes. How about a spot of tea?
That sounds
as long as you're not on fire.
Blimey.
Blimey.
Did they even get the...
I don't think they did, but they'll get this on iTunes tomorrow, and they'll know all about it, or they'll see this on YouTube, so until next year.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com, or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010. Dead Workers Party Network. Get your with The Shaft.